The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 2nd of March, 2008. It's the birthday of the publisher Max Schuster, born in Kalush, Austria, in 1897, who teamed up with Richard L. Simon to form Simon & Schuster. Their first big success was a book of crossword puzzles. At the time, crossword puzzles were printed only in newspapers, and Simon & Schuster decided to try printing a collection of them. They went on to become one of the most successful publishing houses in America, a house that helped invent the self-help genre of book by publishing Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People in 1938, and went on to publish books about how to dance, how to buy real estate, how to invest, how to do your taxes, how to train your dog and keep house, and how to succeed in business. It's the birthday of the novelist John Irving, born in Exeter, New Hampshire, 1942, whose first successful novel was The World According to Garp in 1978, also author of The Cider House Rules and A Prayer for Owen Meany. It's the birthday of Dr. Seuss, born Theodore Geisel in Springfield, Massachusetts, 1904. His mother was an accomplished high diver. His father was a target shooter who held the world record for marksmanship at 200 yards. Theodore Geisel studied literature. He planned to become an English professor, but a woman in one of his classes noticed the drawings that he doodled in the margin of his notebook during a lecture on Milton and told him he should become a cartoonist, and he took her advice, and he also decided to marry her. He made a living selling cartoons to magazines and also drew cartoons for advertisements. His first book for children was And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street in 1937. He went on to publish a series of fairly successful books for children, and then in 1955, he was asked to write a book to help children learn how to read, and he was given a list of 300 words that most first graders know, and he was asked to write the book using only those words. As he looked over the list, two words jumped out at him, cat and hat. He took 9 months to write the book, The Cat in the Hat, 1957 it came out, a book that's 1,700 words long and uses only 220 different words. A few years later, his publisher asked him to write a book using only 50 different words, and that was Green Eggs and Ham, which became the fourth best-selling children's hardcover book of all time. And it's the birthday of Tom Wolfe, born in Richmond, Virginia, 1931, who, as a journalist, said that he believed the novel was dead as an art form, but then in the 1980s decided to try writing one. He spent months doing research about New York society and crime and the rich and the Bronx County Courthouse, and wrote The Bonfire of the Vanities, a huge bestseller, in 1987. His book, I Am Charlotte Simmons, about the party rituals and sex lives of contemporary college students. Here's a poem for today by William Greenway, entitled Theater. Like the neighborhood kind you went to as a kid, full of yellow light and red velvet curtains, and everybody there, friends, bullies throwing popcorn, somebody with red hair. The roof is leak-stained, like the bloody footprints of the beast from 20,000 fathoms. There's a yo-yo demonstration by a greasy man in a sequined suit. The girl you love is there somewhere, but you can't find her. Or if you do, she's with some jerk with muscles. And the show won't start. There's whistling and stomping, paper airplanes and 3D glasses, until you don't even care anymore because your head is tired, a stone atop a tendril, and you just want to sleep. When sure enough, the curtain finally rises, darkness falls, and here it comes. A poem by William Greenway, Theater, from his collection Fishing at the End of the World, published by Word Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.